Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of six live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of seven discounts. Quote now at progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May of 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
There's no place to escape to.
This is the last podcast
on the left.
Side stories.
From your glade.
That's when the cannibalism started.
Side stories. Yes. Sometimes when I come back from Florida, it feels
come.
Like I... Come.
You ruined. Come.
Come. I know. I can't even say
the earworm. And then when I think of worms, I think come.
Come.
When I think of ears, I think come.
Yeah, always. I feel like when I come back from Florida, it is like getting the bends or like not. Or it feels like
you want
when I come
bends?
Back from Florida.
I'll give you the bends.
Sometimes when
I'll
it
deliver
feels like,
the bends. I'll deliver you 6.5 inches of bends.
I can't even fucking.
Also,
even
did you know there was a study out about penis sizes? America, out of the 90 countries they did it with, 60th. 40th. Sorry.
I don't even
no,
know.
No, 60th.
You know, I just need to decompress.
Okay.
I'm coming back from Florida. It takes some time. I feel like I'm rising to the surface like a scuba diver, you know, so I don't get the bubbles in my blood that aren't just there because of that way we live.
Isn't that the most dangerous part? Coming back up.
That's how
isn't
it
that
is.
Crazy.
That's what they always say. But
isn't that crazy?
Can I ask you something?
Yes.
Does my face, like when you look at my face, like imagine you're seeing me for the first time.
Okay.
Does it say like, hey, show me every scar you have? Like when you see my face, you're like, oh, that's a man.
Hold on.
I want to make sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would. Yes.
Why? It's because am I approachable?
No, it depends on the mood. If you are truly, if you're smiling, if I don't know you, just I'm a jolly guy. I could see it. Yeah. I mean, what happened?
I was, so we were cleaning up my parents' garage and we got
the closet.
Cleaning out the closet. I got, we met Joe Dirt. This man
did you
came.
Really?
No. The man that the non-Hollywood version of Joe Dirt.
I love Joe Dirt.
I don't even know if I want to say his name. Let's just say it was Junkman Joe.
Did he do stuff like Laugh is Like a Garden, you gotta pick it?
No. Joe Dirt's
Wait,
fun.
Something like that.
This guy's who, if you actually met Joe Dirt, it's who he'd be like. And so this guy, he showed up wet. You know what I mean? That guy, his hair is wet, but he's like...
He was sweating.
It was freshly moosed. It was wet yet crunchy.
Well, don't you want someone to show up that's a junk remover with mousse?
He must.
Mousse in their hair, classy.
Again, it keeps them together.
Also, you know what? Most of the time people throw things away because they're going through divorce. You know how much poon time that man has done with his mousse in his hair.
They call me the wife drain. I catch them before they go down the pipe.
Oh.
Wait, he showed up. He gives us this whole spiel. He's a very practiced like speech of what you're supposed to do. And he's like, now I want y'all to remember. Before you get up in here, you're going to want to wear some shoes with traction, right? Because you see this here ramp here.
Yeah.
That ain't fucking around because you're going to want to hear, I'll show you the scar on my leg. And then he says leg. He then proceeds to, it's me, my mother, 8:40 in the morning. I am not ready. Not ready for society. I'm already pissed.
Sure.
Just so you already know it's going to be a long day. He then proceeds to take his pants down to show his entire, he's like, my leg. And then he shows his entire ass.
Uh-huh.
His whole ass.
Well, that's one of the tricks. That's a trick.
Oh, but my mom, like, she went, she definitely
she
went,
was
like,
into it.
She put her jeweler's glass on to go look on. The man's got a second mouth attached to the side of his ass. And I will say, that's a shark bite. That is not, that's a barracuda.
That's a story.
That's
a story.
You didn't fall off a ramp.
No, but that's what he says. Oh, what happened to you? Come in and get some iced tea.
I just,
and next thing you know, he's having sex, in this case, with your mother.
You know, anything to make her smile.
In this case.
Anything that takes some heat off of me, I'm fine with.
Welcome to Side Stories, everyone. Ben hanging out with Henry. This is true, though.
I got a lot this weekend,
well,
man.
We do have a lot.
I had a lot of stories. I got another story. There was a murder also in my town.
When?
Okay, so.
In what town? So in your town.
My
what town
parents
is this?
What used to be my town, but not anymore. As I'm more certain than ever.
Because I want
to
quiz you on penis sizes.
Oh, we'll get there. We'll get
okay.
there. So. My parents, again.
Who's dead?
This is my parents. This was a very eventful trip.
Because the last time I went on vacation, there was also a murder.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, I remember. Oh, yeah. Maybe.
No evidence.
Oh, yeah, no evidence. You know what it is? Content follows us.
I hope not.
Anywhere
please,
we
God.
Go, content
can we start
follows
doing,
us.
Can we just do content on like food that makes you skinny? Because that would be nice. All you can eat food that makes you skinny. It's the first ever cheese that you shit right out.
Oh, God. But my parents were like so excited. They were like, we had a mystery.
Oh, my God.
I was like, okay, yeah, sure.
Okay. Right.
He's like, we came home one night.
Yeah.
I was like.
From where, by the way?
This is, God knows, Outback. They only go to Outback.
Okay.
Or Frenchie's, which is in town. A little diner they go
oh,
to.
Oh, that is cute.
But my mom, you know, God bless her. She's so good at a cold open when you first see her. And she's like, did you know that there was a mentally handicapped boy that lived across the street?
Yeah.
Second sentence, as soon as I arrived.
I actually don't mind that, though. Jump right in.
Oh, yeah, sure, sure. Yeah,
I like
yeah.
it.
Let's get right into it.
I like that.
And so she.
She's not wasting time.
She said, this is like, I didn't know. She's like, apparently, she's like, there was a young man.
Yeah.
There was a mentally handicapped. She kept hitting that, right? But
well,
not in that terminology.
Yes,
not in that terminology.
Well, it's so still she's Florida.
Like, but she kept yeah. saying, like, there was this, somebody back there. She was like, that we had never seen that, been living there this whole time. Right? There was this
they've
like,
lived there for like 40 years.
Yes. They've been there. Yeah. It's like
they don't
yeah,
know all their neighbors. 30.
My mom, let's just say that.
I think you would know most of your neighbors.
The,
I know my neighbors.
The watermelon
been...
didn't roll too far from the bush when it comes from my mom to me. She's very paranoid. So she's oh. all like, she kind of assumes, she's like, you don't park over there. They're very protective of who takes over the front stoop. And it's like,
see,
I need you to release.
But you see, you judge your mother constantly for that, but yet you seem to brag about it in your personal life.
I monetized it.
Yeah.
But my mother, she, very excited.
I don't know if you if you had a security company, I yes. think you would have monetized it, which is just you. Like, do you have any employees?
Paranoia.
Or? No, it's Henry Zebrowski Security.
The power of paranoia. But she was, she's so excited to tell me this news. She was a bunch of police, it was around the house across the street. And she said that apparently, there was a man that was living in this house this entire time that we did not ever see and never saw this person
what?
Who was kept, I guess, inside, like locked in a room.
Like abused.
With some kind of mask on, God knows.
Oh my goodness,
my father,
like Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh yes, my father walks over, of course, busybody that he is, this little block. He starts talking to all the cops. He, you know, he does think, hey, you know, I used to be NYPD and they are like, you know, so they're
that's
talking
what I'm saying.
To him.
Yeah,
they
smelling, they're smelling business cards, American Psycho style.
So basically this kid, this mentally handicapped kid drowned in the pool. They said, quote unquote, drowned in the pool, right?
But they also
and
had a nice
like,
pool.
Oh, yeah. But
everyone's
then I drove past
yeah.
the other day, right? So as we were leaving, I went and I looked and I could see the pool from the street.
Isn't that
and
what
I
they...
went to go over and look and it was filled with floaties. And there's like a part of me that says, like, is this murder? Is this a murder? Because there was plenty of floaties.
Yes,
for the kid to
again,
have gotten a hold of. Also, 30
well, maybe,
years old. Probably like my age.
Maybe they were just throwing them in there and he wasn't able to grab
but
them.
But
or...
you put a bunch of floaties in the pool
maybe they
after
did that
your hidden son
in memoriam,
dies in the pool.
In memoriam.
But don't you just then cover the pool?
Well, no. You do something where you put all the floaties in the pool and say, wish we would have had those 3 days ago when Rodney was drowning.
I feel like that's covering your ass. It's like a postscript. That's Murdoch. Territory.
Well, I mean, it reminds me a little bit of what happened with Kaylee Anthony. They said she drowned initially. She did not, but I don't know.
But it was easier the to mystery- hide Kaylee Anthony because it was a little girl. This is a full-ass fucking hidden. Well, I guess they hid a man.
For a long time.
So why not just keep hiding him?
Well, it looks like there's a mystery afoot.
I got to get
in
that house.
And I think that your father might have to put back on that outfit.
He
and
really...
he needs to get back out there and start working the beat. Because this is not the Florida I remember.
I tell you what, there's a lot of the words he uses I can't really repeat.
Good for cops.
But when it really...
It's good for cops.
But direction of thought, he's there.
He's there.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I mean, you can't really take all of his opinions with less than a pound of salt. But
no.
He'll be right there really finding out whether or not that mustard is spicy enough.
You know, speaking of mustard, we're covering the atomic bomb. And of course, the mustard gas as well was something that they, perhaps they created along the way.
It means he's just tying stuff together.
Germany, World War II. What did they like to do?
Are we going back to your grandparents' vacation home? Or
research. That was their actual home, and they would have to guard it at night.
This is the longest, weirdest research serpentine segue I have heard in a
while.
What
do the Germans want to know?
God, what is happening?
They want to know penis size. So there's a study. It was worlddata.info.
Whole bunch of material
This is material, my friend. This is a study. 90 countries. Okay. Guess where America ranked in 90 countries?
No, well, you're just saying, so they
this
did
is
a rank,
study.
This is a study of average penis size.
Amongst 90 countries. America, where do you think we rank?
I don't know.
We are 60th. And how long do you think the American penis is?
5.5 inches long.
5.4 inches long. So not correct.
I guess I'm above average.
And now where do you think the British lie?
Oh, far below.
They're 68th. And those little fucking dicks
tiny penis
are 5.2 inches. But number
maybe
one.
Maybe it's because of centimeters.
No. They adapted.
Mm-hmm.
But the number one biggest ding-dongs in the world, on average, it's Ecuador and Cameroon. And you know what they're measuring? 7 inches on half.
Good.
Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing?
What?
So good job, British.
Is
you're
this
68.
From Straight Man Magazine that also has Arnold Schwarzenegger's the hottest man in the world?
No, we're going to get into we're going to get into some of that later.
I got the data breakdown, friend. And it seems.
No, you have our data breakdown, which is an inaccurate sample size of humanity as a whole.
Most of the women said, you know what I got to say? We asked this question on Manhattan Project episode 3. We asked the question, is Arnold Schwarzenegger sexy? And Kissel said,
he's
very
one of
much
the sexiest
so.
Human beings that's ever lived. Literally, there's documentaries about him. He's changed the entire week. The males, he has changed the male physique for a generation.
He has been obsessed with this, but he
I'm
says
not obsessed with it. That is a fact.
But it's interesting that a lot of straight men said the same exact thing about virile and strong Arnold Schwarzenegger was, and how much they wish they could slide between his pectorals.
You know who has the smallest penises?
Who?
Cambodia.
Whoa.
3.9 inches. So don't go there.
Well, I mean, a lot of bad things happen, and a lot of tragedy happened in Cambodia. Maybe it's more of a shrinkage. Because just from the sheer, there's a lot of stuff that happened
in the
history of Cambodia.
So you think it's just a series of people getting their dicks shot off for so many years that eventually the dicks was just like, it's better if we're small.
It's time to hide.
Stay in. Don't go out.
They become little Anne Franks.
Okay.
That's very sad, though, because God knows what you got to do. I say, Cambodia, keep pulling on them, make them longer. That's my word of advice to you.
Continue to malign. One of the greatest bodybuilders in the history of movies.
Did you watch the new documentary series on Arnold Schwarzenegger?
No, but I heard it was great.
It's very good. I've been watching it currently. He is
the dude that make you want to kiss him.
He is the most American man Austria ever produced.
Yeah, that's why he just needs to be president, because he can just tattoo an American flag on him, go shirtless everywhere.
He has my vote.
Whatever.
He has my vote.
I'm so done with everything.
He has my vote. I'm there. I will vote for him. But yes, many straight men who then were being like, Kissel's right. Schwarzenegger's the sexiest man I've ever seen.
They're all very excited. I'm happy we have a couple of straight listeners left.
But you know what's nice is that I've found very fascinating is that the women that did say that the majority of women said Arnold is not sexually attractive to them, or people who said that they were attracted to men because they were hesitant, right? He seems like a lot of energy. He's also kind of a weirdo. It's the cigars, right? But you know what I mostly heard?
Oh my goodness gracious.
You know
it's
I found,
the success.
When I found it
smells
interesting.
Smells like success.
Honestly, it's hard to keep a man down like that.
Well,
look what he did.
Yeah, but Maria Shriver was cold and mean.
I agree. But
I guess she is the feminine equivalent because she's very, he
angular.
Is very like angular,
well,
which I understand.
Angular.
That's not necessarily always great. But
I found interesting is a lot of women said the main thing is they could see themselves getting fucked by Arnold Schwarzenegger, but not kissing him. Because they say that the teeth,
what is
it's
this
like a horse.
Is this a weekend in Vegas? What's going on? Am I paying for this?
I found that is like, it truly was like a thread in the letters where it's like,
but
it was way
that
more just like.
My point. He's the archetype of all sex. He is. They don't want to kiss him because also, I mean, honestly.
I
if
think
you're
women
gonna,
like to kiss.
No, but let's, your favorite porn star, let's just say Jenna Jameson. I don't even know if that's true.
Yeah.
You don't think about kissing her.
Sure.
No, you think about fucking her.
Yeah, but I'm kissing her in the mix of it.
Yeah, but it's part of it, but also.
I feel sad if you're like, never on the lips. Never on the lips. I was like, it makes me sad.
Because she has a boyfriend. She's working.
She just got married to a woman for the first time.
Did she really?
Yeah, Jenna Jameson's really, she's trying to find ways. She's been struggling for a while. But.
I've seen what she can do with the ladies. I'm sure that they're going to be very happy together.
Hopefully she got a manicure and take a couple of inches down on the fake nails, because apparently that's not normal. Apparently it's not normal for you to be finger popping a woman with like 3-inch fake nails on.
Yeah. You want to put some rubber. Put a little rubber stoppers on it.
Get some rubber stoppers.
Be like, hey, do you have any more of those corks left? And pop some of those on my finger.
But there was definitely, I got three super juicy emails that were like straight up quite thirsty for Arnold Schwarzenegger. Mm-hmm. It was only three, but those women.
Three long erotic emails. It was where people sat down.
It was.
Shut up. I'm mommy's writing.
And
shut up.
That's literally what happened.
I've got to go write. So do you have any? Yes.
It just. That's what it sounded like as she was typing, as he was like, her hands were wet.
We mentioned to him on a podcast. He doesn't know we exist. No. He doesn't care about anyone that listens to us.
Reach out to Arnie. We're here.
We're here. But just the mention of him compelled three women to sit down, soak their chairs, ignore their families, maybe not even eat dinner.
He's a superstar.
So I think I've been proven correct. But yes, when it comes to kissing, I do understand. I could also see him, ironically enough, his tongue might be too short.
Oh, yeah. He's got a short Austrian tongue.
But if we are going to sit here
like his hometown is called like Slav or something.
Yeah.
He goes out, he still goes there. He still goes down.
He's allowed back.
It's called like Talv or something. He goes down and they go.
Because there's a parade if he shows up.
Oh, yeah.
Can you imagine?
Him. Well, no, it's very German, so they're all nonplussed. They're all like, hello, I see you have returned.
But by German standards, that's a parade. That's, whoa.
You're like, whoa, very
really
excited.
Happy to see me. So I think that it's safe to say that we were both semi-right, although I'm going to give myself 70%. You're going to give you 30% because women also, they just like to. Have you seen when a woman touches an attractive man's body?
No, I don't look at it.
What they do is just they like.
It's all in
that. Like, it's like Helen Keller learning
women
to read.
Women are better than this. Women are better than that.
No, they are not. Have you? No, they are horny. I told you when I went to the Australian Down Under, a version of it in Los Angeles, I think I got pregnant of all the estrogen. Maybe that's why I have low T.
I think you're just like a nice body and you don't care who it belongs to.
No, I was looking. We can all admire. We can all admire, can't we?
I got him.
Right from your grave.
My sister is the best gift giver I've ever met of any person. It's Jackie Zabrowski. She shops all year thinking about her family and friends and puts little things aside for their birthdays and Christmases. I have no idea how she does it. I don't know how she do it. But guess what? She always wins Mother's Day, but not this year. I'm coming back. Ready to win Mother's Day and cement your reputation as the best gift giver in the family? I'm taking the crown. All right, give the moms in your life an Aura digital picture frame preloaded with decades of family photos. I mean this. We have the Aura frame up in my home. We absolutely love it. I can put photos on it very, very easily through the app. It's fun to do. And the memories keep cycling and I get emotional. And we filled it with pictures of Carmi and Wendy. And that is not sad. That is celebratory. So you should try it. It's honestly a really good product. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code LEFT at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. This podcast is brought to you by Squarespace. Finding work-life balance can be tough, but Squarespace gives you the tools to reach your goals and have time to celebrate. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. With the new guided design system, Squarespace Blueprint, you can select from curated layout and styling options to create a personalized website optimized for every device. Get your website discovered fast with integrated, optimized SEO tools. Plus, make checkout easy for customers with easy-to-use payment tools. And with Squarespace AI, you can explain what your site is about, choose your tone, enter what you need, and get auto-generated text. And that helps you save time. I know I'm sitting on about 2 literal wheelbarrows filled with horse pics. Now, part of the issue has been is a lot of these pictures are getting stopped at customs because some of them do depict various world leaders in horse-like circumstances that seems to be pinging a lot of these custom agents' accounts. Now, so what I've done to do is like, so while I'm trying to work on hand smuggling these horse picks over various country borders. I then also have time, because Squarespace is doing all the other ad work for me, to go and work on my killdozer at home. So thank you, Squarespace, for allowing me to diversify in the best way possible for this country. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial when you're ready to launch. Go to squarespace.com/left to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It says here I have to talk about something I need to get off my chest, and I guess I can share it here. I eat mayonnaise for fun. It's a hobby of mine, and it's an addiction. And it's a daily weight on my life, how much I need whipped egg whites and oil crammed into my veins as soon as I wake up. And a lot of people carry around a lot of different stressors, big and small. Some people are presidents. Some people are soldiers. Some people have to eat mayonnaise, especially with hard-boiled eggs, which is what I eat for lunch. But I guess I should share that in therapy. Because therapy is a safe place to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. And what I do is I just add eggs if I have mayonnaise left over. I just continue to add the eggs. But if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. I hope they can help me. My God. I hope they can help me. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/lastpod today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/lastpod.
Okay, well, speaking of bodies, they're stuck.
This story, all right, I gotta get into this.
There's a couple of bodies currently in the ocean, and it's really fucking horrifying.
This is one of my worst nightmares, because very common nightmare I have is being lost in space, like being kind of like in a capsule, like floating through space. This is in that realm.
So that begs that's a good question. We can talk. We can throw it up, get into the story a little bit, but lost in space or lost at sea, really similar.
Very similar.
Which would you rather be?
This story is very scary. A massive search and rescue operation is still underway to this moment for a Titanic tourist submersible that has been missing for nearly 2 days since the 18th. Now, at this point, about 3 days. June 18th is when it went missing. On the way, it was going down to see the wreckage of the Titanic. Right. It was this thing called an Ocean Gate Expedition, which is this tube. It's a submarine that people pay $250,000 per person. You can get five people in it at a time.
Which is fucking $1.25 million
each per
trip.
Each go.
That's a hell of a business.
And it's a lot of money. It's a cramped little vessel. They're supposed to go down. They see the wreckage of the Titanic. They play a soundtrack of all of the songs from the Titanic. It's supposed to be very relaxing. You're supposed to go. The guy that owns it.
I am a bit of a Luddite in many ways, and I will continue to be, and I will fight the machines tooth and nail. But this does seem to be a place where VR, maybe you don't have to go down to the fucking ocean, because I would be. Also, the wreckage is getting smaller and smaller and smaller because the salt is eroding the Titanic. So what are you even looking at?
It's interesting, because one day we'll do the story of the Titanic. The Titanic holds people's like hearts. People are emotionally invested in the Titanic and are upset with it, because I was watching people that would talk about taking this trip because it's very temperamental to go. The weather has to be perfect.
Like, I've heard it is not good water to be involved with.
No, it is it is extremely deep and cold. It's like 2 to 3 centigrade is what it is where you go. You're basically going to the bottom floor of the ocean. It is right under Halifax.
Well, they say it's 13,000 feet.
Yeah, you got to go
from Newfoundland. Which is a lot of feet.
You got to go from Newfoundland. You basically go from Newfoundland. It's this little like 4-hour little ship. So they basically tow this tube out on this giant freighter, and then they kind of plop it off where you're supposed to, every 15 minutes is supposed to send a ping back and forth. When they dropped it off on June 18th for this latest voyage, I think it was saying it was down for 4 hours and it was immediately gone. It was not good. But the person that was on it was the guy that ran the company, Stockton Rush, who is this multi billionaire who's been all over the world. He's an adventurer. But he's one of these guys. I was watching a video where they were so proud of how non-regulated Ocean Gate was. They were very proud.
I don't know who owns it, to be honest. I don't know who owns that part of the ocean.
This guy, Stockton Rush, owns it.
No, I know, but I'm saying that part of the, I think it's unregulated because it's international waters.
Oh, it's international waters.
You can go take it, you can take a dump on it, you can shit, whatever.
The company that James Cameron does, because he goes down there all the time, it's like he goes down on in this very special company that has been building, but they have spent a long time building a very special submersible that can go down there. And so,
did you watch the documentary?
It's all right.
It's real boring.
Make an alien again, James Cameron. Please, it's, for the love of God. We all, I know you like the ocean. Okay, we all.
It was cool.
I'm proud of you and the fact that you love crabs. But what I really would love for you to do is make a movie that I like again. Just something with anything but blue people in it. I would love it.
Well, be careful. Avatar has now been pushed with the WGA strike. It's now going to complete in 2029.
Keep pushing
it. So you have another decade.
Keep
of your Avatar love.
Pushing it.
So anyway,
it is hot garbage. But
there's a lot of Avatar heads out there, Henry.
But I was watching a little video about the Ocean Gate. So it's this tube where the guy, Stockton Rush, who built it, he said, like, oh, you know, we've worked with guys from NASA and we've worked with guys who are like Lockheed Martin. But it's all the stuff around it. He said that they are all of the other. He was like proud about the fact. He's like, we use a PlayStation controller to direct it.
Whatever.
Like, it's fun, but it's like, in retrospect, all now seems very ominous.
Well,
where like he was, but the main issue is that it has to be bolted from the outside. When James Cameron uses the little submersible machine he uses, when you go down there, it has a very special sphere on the inside of it. So basically what they said was that no matter what happens, even if it all fucking goes to shit inside of the submersible, what they have is these explosive charges on all the bolts that hold this thing together. So we hit a button and manually they can blow up and literally we
and
can
you're,
blow
you're,
ourselves
and you're free.
Out. We can get free. This thing has to be the Ocean Gate that these five people are currently trapped in, which now they're saying, as of this morning, only has about 40 hours of air left inside of it. If it is, we don't know if the power is still on inside of it. We don't know what is going on. They could be sitting in the dark at the bottom of the ocean waiting for this to fucking, waiting to just fucking finally choke to death.
They could be buoyed somewhere. Either way,
there's several nightmare scenarios.
Well, also, people don't really understand, and myself included, until reading the articles about this. The area itself is about the size of Connecticut.
Yes.
So the actual area that they're exploring is fucking huge. And we still can't find shit in the ocean. Like, if you go missing in the ocean like that one kid, did you see that story of the one kid who jumped off the Carnival cruise for like a celebration? And then he was just, you're gone.
Yes.
And so these people, they might as well be a fucking needle in a proverbial haystack.
Yeah, they are. We don't know where the fuck they are. They said the submersible, obviously, there's more updates coming from the independent.co.uk.
But don't bury the lead on the tunes.
Oh, yeah. So
this makes the nightmare. What would make this nightmare even worse?
Oh, yes. So again, the James Cameron shit he uses. It has all of these various ways to escape you like from this thing. And they've developed this thing over decades of going underwater. And he has
huge
put
deal.
A lot of money and time. He is really obsessed with this. And this company, basically what they decided to do is they wanted to make it kind of like streamlined. So what they wanted to be, so it's like, we put it in the water and we take it out. And it has to be bolted from the outside. That is basically how we get in, which has got to be the scariest thing. I was watching a reporter go into it and just like, that's it. They're like, bye-bye.
That's a casket.
It's basically a casket. But they don't know. So, but they know that they've been watching it. The last ping they had showed that whatever it was doing, it was repowering itself over and over again. So there are two massive scenarios that could happen. This thing is stuck on the bottom of the ocean. No lights. No power on the inside of it. Or
it's
is it cycling?
Fucking humped by a whale.
2 to 3 degrees centigrade. So they are either freezing to death. They could possibly be freezing to death in there. Or there's enough air in there that is regulating that it's temperature controlled. There's one little bathroom in there.
Do you think there's one person on it be like, this is the best Titanic experience of all time?
I mean, they're finally
it's so realistic.
This is what happened to them.
This is so realistic.
This is fascinating.
Should we kiss?
Yes, finally. I'm Jack, you're Rose.
I'm your mother.
But they, Kathy Bates. But they go down there, so they're power cycling again and again. So this thing is programmed with the Titanic soundtrack. So
from the movie.
They're very possibly sitting, slowly waiting to die as the first 30 seconds of A Heart Will Go On, which was the first song on the playlist that is playing again and again and again. Or, which I even think of,
wherever you
just sitting like The Shining, like Jack Torrance.
Do you think they're going to find us?
No, damn it. But I think it's even worse. What if they've even made it to the surface, can see outside of it? They are on the ocean surface.
You do.
And because they cannot be found, and because you can, there is no way to release themselves from the submersible, that they are watching everybody live, and they are still suffocating inside of it.
That would be, in this scenario, that is the best case nonetheless. But what's so interesting about this as well is there's a little bit of a final destination. Attorney David Concannon, he was supposed to be the fifth man in.
Oh, yes.
And he said, yeah, you know what? I've decided I don't want to go down to the depths of fucking hell today. So he decided not to go. Isn't that interesting? Concannon said of the crew who surveyed the Titanic last year, they're immobilized, they're sitting on the tarmac, they're ready to go. And then this equipment has been on the tarmac for hours. And then he says, you know what? I ain't going to fucking get in there.
Dude.
And because of that, this guy.
You couldn't pay me.
This guy is still alive. And if you are that guy, you just got to have a margarita today.
Oh.
And you just got to say, wow. How lucky.
Beat him again.
But also, you have to be very careful because did you not tempt death?
Oh, I think so. I think you better be careful because death does equal us.
Those stories, though, like with 9/11, Seth MacFarlane, oversleeping,
yeah.
Michael Jackson.
But also, it just shows me how when I feel true layers of anxiety, that you can die at any time. That doesn't really matter. Like, you can go and do the safest thing in the world and you can still die.
Yeah.
And so that's weird. Both it panics me and gives me faith.
This is one of those areas. And obviously, these are, I will say, they are victims. But now they are victims of a circumstance that they paid $250,000 to be a part of. And
they're paying
it is really,
for...
I would never do this. So let's pose the question. Lost in space, lost at sea. I think nowadays we've explored more of space than we have the ocean. I think you get a better chance of being found in space.
I think you truly do have a better chance of being found in space.
I would
rather do space only because I feel like you could see a lot more interesting shit and I don't feel like drowning in the dark.
No.
I think it's the dark is what really scares the fuck out of me. It's being stuck in a tube at the bottom of the ocean. Still alive.
Okay, buried alive. Buried alive, lost at sea, lost in space.
Lost in space is number one.
So that's
one.
Number one. Buried
number
alive
one.
Or in the, would you rather be behind, under the ground, 6 feet, or with these people in the water?
I think buried alive is still the last one. I think ocean's middle.
Because we're used to the ground. Like, I've been there.
Ground. Yeah. And then hopefully I can just go to sleep. But Stockton Rush, he was on there. He's the owner. At least the guy who owns it goes down with the ship, which is kind of sad. The
pilot. The whole thing is sad.
Paul-Henri Nojolet. He is down there. There's also a guy named Shahzada Dawood and Suleiman Dawood that are both interesting.
You know,
the father was a trustee of the SETI Institute of the Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence. So that is a very interesting coincidence.
You
know what's funny is the post from the son of Stockton Rush who posted, "Hey, I'm sorry." He posted from the Blink-182 concert today that he was at. He says, it might be distasteful being here, but my family would want me to be at the Blink-182 show.
I'm not sure how they're getting on the show all the time. I suppose it's because I listened to it on the way over here.
Oh, no, that was Hamish, the son of Hamish, what's his name? The other billionaire that is Hamish Harding or whatever his name is.
That was the question of the day for Kevin and Sluggo. Is that appropriate for the son to go to Blink-182? But this is this is the overall.
What are you going
to
do?
Well, not post about it.
Yeah, yeah, you go.
That's what I would do.
Yeah, yeah, but yeah. You don't show your post from the VIP section. We can wait.
They would want me to be here.
Do a fall dump. That's what I say. If you have a bunch of things, you have your father's missing and stuff, wait to do a dump around like a holiday. You know, and then that's how you fold it all in.
You saw the image of how they're sitting, right?
Yeah, dude, they are crammed in.
They are crammed in. And
if you look at the inside of this Ocean Gate vehicle, it's no joke.
There's
no chairs. They sit cross-legged in the tube.
Yes. And it's
very
looks
bare bones.
To be the most.
It's just 5 inches of steel.
Uncomfortable situation of all time.
But this
and,
is a nightmare, man. Can you imagine just being there covered in your own piss?
That's another. I didn't even think about
that. Celine Dion, just a chunk of it.
Oh God!
Over and over again.
We will. We'll update you on that. Also, speaking of updates, did you see this? Finally, Doc Antle from Tiger King. I know it's passé at this point,
yeah.
but he has just been convicted of wildlife trafficking in Virginia.
That was the bad boy one, right? The guy that was from Vegas, the one that with the backwards hat, who was like Joe's competition.
Yes, it was Joe's competition. He did me with the Undertaker a few times. He was the one who had all the girls come and work for him for free under the guise that they're going to learn about fucking elephant cocks. And I think he was just fucking all of them.
Yes.
And he was really strange.
Yeah.
And so apparently now he has also been convicted of wildlife trafficking. So that documentary, that documentary may have taken down more people than any documentary in the history of documentaries.
More than The Staircase, more than The Jinx.
And they were all just like talking. They were just on camera. And at that point,
did you see that Joe Exotic said that when he wins in 2024, if he wins the presidential race, because he's running it from jail, is that he won't pardon Trump because Trump wouldn't pardon him.
He's got my vote. He's got my vote. It is hilarious that we would have two people running from prison.
Now, guys, we all need this. Anything that needs to happen inside, we know what this like submersible needs to do. Needs to blow off some steam. Now, this is a story of when blowing off steam goes wrong. I only want to cover this story because it's up top and we just got to get through it. Also, just a little coda. We'll follow up with the submersible story as we get more information.
Yeah,
by the end of this story, I don't know what the hell. By the end of this week, we're going to know what has happened.
I don't even want to be. Can you imagine, again, the people that do get all the screws off and then you open it up and it's going to be six probable corpses, most likely corpses.
If they even find it. Unless it's a suppository for Cthulhu right now.
You think it's up Cthulhu's asshole.
It's in the bloop. It's in the bloop's asshole.
If they come out, and what if they do?
I mean, it's incredible.
That could actually save them.
I hope they get found.
Jonah and the whale. Jonah and the whale.
But now, blow
off steam. Tie a little string to the boat.
There was a lot of issues here. I have no clue how something so expensive goes missing. I don't know how that happens, but it does.
We'll move on. That'll be a story for the next few weeks.
Oh, yes. Now, this story, again, blowing off steam. We all do it, but this is one of those, you know how I blow off steam?
How?
I like to go out with my boys, get a couple of drinks in me, you know what I mean? We're gonna sing some karaoke.
Yeah, normal stuff.
Like yell and stuff like normal, blowing off steam. Have some fun, go to an amusement park.
Go to Vegas.
What I don't do is make a dog do anal lingle on me while I jerk off in front of a park restroom.
Well, now, what is this story? Because I don't actually have this in my list of stories here.
You should kind of give it a Google.
Dog analingus.
We have, but this one is too special. It was sent in too often by our listeners. A state college man, this comes from WTAJ, state college man is facing charges after being accused of committing lewd acts with his dog at the Roth Rock State Forest. Now, this was 64 years fun Themis Matsoukas. He's facing charges. He's facing charges of open lewdness, indecent exposure, sexual intercourse with an animal, animal cruelty, and disorderly conduct.
You know, the interesting thing is, out of all of it, I would probably drop the cruelty because animal fucking is probably enough.
Yeah.
I would just
So here we go.
I would just say that was good enough.
No, this has happened over a couple of years. Now, apparently, park rangers were set up. They set up these trail cameras because they were trying to figure out who was stealing bags of hand sanitizer from outside of these restrooms. And instead of catching the people that were stealing the hand sanitizer, footage of this man. Now, this man who was, they said that he would arrive dressed in a ski mask, a shirt, no pants, shoes and socks, and he would set up an iPad.
No pants.
Oh, yeah. He set up an iPad just on the ground to videotape himself masturbating on this the kind of like what I guess was a park trail. And I guess someone got a hold of this video. I don't know how they got a hold of the video. And they saw this iPad. And then eventually that escalated to him then obviously getting down on all fours and masturbating. He liked to masturbate on his one-handed two knees. But then what he would do is that he would bring the dog over. And I guess that what he'd do is that he'd masturbate and have the dog lick his asshole while he was masturbating.
Well, there you go. Now, isn't that a fun story for the listeners there?
I don't even know how to train Wendy how to heal.
Right.
So I don't know how we get to this point. But
I don't know if it's a training.
He had truly one of the best responses to being caught was that they found him because, of course, you know what he was driving. Can you guess what car he was driving?
I'm going to go with a Prius or one of Marcus's cars, a Subaru.
Yep.
I could see that. I could see that.
He's a part of the Subaru family.
Here, boo-boo. Here, boo-boo. I have drive a Subaru. It is, honestly, if I was a dog and I was going to name a car, I would name it Subaru because it's just kind of...
His camera, obviously, he did not, I guess, understand that he was also going to be on film because he was filming himself do this, which I don't think is a good idea either. But they saw his license plate and then they got the information for the license plate from the trail cams. And then they went to his house and they said, we need these iPads from you. And then according to police, the first thing the guy said when Matsukas appeared nervous when they arrived, and he said, the quote, I'm done. You don't understand. I do it to blow off steam, which you think the cops would understand.
Yeah,
because they have high pressure jobs as well.
Well, and God knows, I'm sure the cops recognize the dog. But I just really feel as if this man has been doing this for a long time.
Since 2014. Because,
yes, the first photo was reportedly snapped in 2014. The last two of the six being taken in April of this year. So that is a 9-year run.
Why?
Multiple dogs or the same dog? I don't know. It makes me want to throw up.
It's the same dog.
And
question is, obviously a lot of things here are unsettling. Most of it makes me upset.
Yeah.
But you know what truly makes me upset?
His name is Themis?
Might be. Well, you know what? Just saying that puts it there.
Themis.
Themis is a rough name.
Themis.
It's if it's Themis, if your name is Themis and you save a bunch of kids from an orphanage from a fire, I'd be like, you know what? Doing good for Themis. But the fact that it's this story is bad for Themis. I don't think Themis is going to make it to the top of boys' names list of 2024.
It is sad that this is the first time I'm hearing about the name Themis.
Oh, in this context?
No, yeah. Just in general. I've never heard the name Themis before. So now if I do randomly run into a Themis, I'd be like, interesting.
Also,
let me see your asshole.
I wonder if he's...
interesting about this is...
what makes me truly disturbed is ski mask, shirt, socks, shoes, no pants.
And also what's interesting
weird
is...
weird outfit.
As if the university...
like a rapist Porky Pig.
Oh, don't malign Porky.
I'm just saying.
That's all, folks. As he gets held and executed. Interestingly enough, much of this took place at Penn State. What's wrong with that university?
I don't know.
I mean, between Jerry Sandusky and everything else, and now we got this guy.
Hey, Kissel, how dare you? He's trying to blow off steam. You don't have any idea how hard it is in 2023. He's got his monetized and his hobbies. You know what I mean? You don't have any idea how hard it is to teach a fucking dog to eat, asshole? You know how many biscuits that takes? And where the biscuits gotta go? And first, especially because teach him no teeth. Because that's the hardest lesson.
Yeah, so after they found it all on his iPod, as Henry said, he did it to blow off steam, but
why
before
are
that,
you recording this? I can't even, I just...
At first he said...
You know that footage when people go to, like, see the Il Duomo, and they pull out, like, their iPads and they're shooting and stuff like that?
I hate the, use your phone, or just get a camera.
Because what a boomer way to shoot yourself getting your asshole eaten out by a dog.
I don't want to. Like,
filming with your iPad.
You think it's a generational problem.
One of the oldest man things that you can do.
I'm not disagreeing. Would also say what this man did, if he had dementia, it would be sad.
He's under pressure. Do you think this is what this song is about?
Honestly, that's what they could be listening to on that submarine, because truly, they are.
They are.
Before he said that he did it blow off steam, when the cops arrived, he says, I'm done.
Yeah, that's what I just said.
But I'm dead. But what does that mean, though?
Oh, because you're about to find footage of him getting his asshole eaten out by a fucking dog.
Oh, you don't think he was, like, depressed to be like, I'm done, I'm dead, I don't want to be here? You don't think this was because he was depressed?
No, I think he, oh, so I think you think he that was depressed.
You think that was a reaction to him being like, oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah, very much so. His life's over.
Well, he's not dead. He's actually, it's worse than death.
It's worse than death. He's rather be dead. Is. His name's Themis.
Oh, Themis.
You know what I mean? Prison. And you think that should already be a low point. Your name is fucking Themis. You should be spending your whole life getting good at other stuff.
And if you are a Themis, write in, defend your people.
I don't know, man. I think it's time for a change. I think it's straight, go to a Thomas.
I don't know what the... anyway, so that's that story.
Yeah, I don't like that story at all.
Really, I just appreciate you bringing that up. And I just really love that.
It's the reaction for me. That's why I like the story. It's the... You know, when he just shows up, the egg on my face. You wouldn't even believe.
Interesting.
And there's shit in my dog's mouth.
That is, it's...
He thought his bad. His breath was bad before.
Right, I get the premise there. Well, also, this was a story.
Can you
from,
imagine going over his house and having the dog like lick his face and stuff, and it's being like,
just
he's a friend. Yeah, he's a kisser. he's a kisser.
That's a nice thing there. You keep on talking about.
Live from your grave.
Boy, Texas Pete is a sauce that allows you to sauce like you mean it. It's what people gather around, it's generosity in its simplest form, and it's a swagger people have who know what's good. Each Texas Pete hot sauce is packed with bold, balanced flavor. This signature tanginess is what makes it a legendary hot sauce that can be used on just about anything. It's been at the center of dinner tables since 1929 and is still heating things up today. You're definitely going to want to try every flavor. The original hot sauce has a famous secret blend of fermented peppers. The hotter hot sauce is three times hotter than the original, and not for the faint of heart. Sabor by Texas Pete adds authentic Mexican flavor, and their dust dry seasoning matches the flavor of the original hot sauce and a flavorful dry rub. Tell you what, the other day I was having myself a good old refried bean burrito, and I wanted a little bit of kick to my morning, so I got myself some Texas Pete Sriracha sauce, and I smothered those refried beans and that cheese and them eggs in a whole bunch of and it started off my day correct. Texas Pete, sauce like you mean it. Visit TexasPete.com and use the store locator to find Texas Pete products as well as purchase sauces and get recipe inspiration. And use the promo code PODCAST24 for 20% off at TexasPete.com.
The only acceptable reason to interrupt a podcast? Your dog. That was your dog saying thank you for BarkBox. You can take a minute now. You bet your dog. You're going to learn about Bark. It's the company dedicated to making dogs happy. Yay! Every month, BarkBox designs and delivers a whole new collection of toys and treats just for your best bud. No, Wendy, I can't get you a whip. You're too cute for weapons. Every treat is made with yummy, healthy, all-natural ingredients like pumpkin and sweet potato. Mmm, tubers. My dogs love their toys selectively, but BarkBox sends good little ones for their little tiny mouths. They have little mouths, but strong, big spirits. So they fight over the little toys. I imagine they think that they are hunting and going after little bugs and rats. And oh, they love their life and they love the, they love what BarkBox brings, because BarkBox brings the bark and puts it in a box. Yep. To get your free upgrade, go to BarkBox.com/LEFT.
Every day, I fight to set my child up for success, which is why, as I sit and read Carmi and Wendy Dune, trying to explain to them the concepts of the savior complex not working, doubling back on itself, the concept of what does it mean to be a living God? What are those limitations? What are those expectations? And honestly, I know they just want chicken. But there are kids out there that need this type of direct help. And IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids covering math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed to help them understand and master topics in a fun way, not unlike me reading children, Dune Messiah, getting to about 365, seeing where they're at, see if they understand anything. There's no more grading these worksheets. IXL grades everything itself. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. You can't even believe it! You don't want to make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And last podcast on the left, listeners could get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/left. Visit IXL.com/left to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
So also, this is from last week, going on to what we were talking about with whether you'd be dying in space, dying in the ocean. This Ecuadorian woman truly was buried alive. And then she started knocking on the coffin door at her funeral.
Well, they put her in that casket pretty fast.
Way too fast. And so I'm actually, Fate's Worse Than Death, I'm going to be covering that on, well, on Sirius, but this has come out afterwards, so it doesn't really matter. But I just, again, you wait to bury me until I, like, start start to be gelatinous. Well, if you can dip a chip in me, wait until you can dip a chip in me.
What I'm planning to do, when they ask me to go look at your corpse and make sure it's you, I'm going to do one quick...
There's not going to be a question.
I'm going to do one quick throat slit.
Please, God.
Just to make sure you're dead.
Yeah. No, I would like that.
Oh, yeah, no. Double tap me.
Yeah. Oh, just shoot you in the head twice.
Yeah. Shoot me dead. You see that corpse and being like, just to make sure he's dead. Did, and you know who didn't do this because it would ruin the product. Did you read anything about this Harvard Medical School, like, body parts scandal?
Well, this is very sad because they took them from marginalized people and then no one knew about it.
This
is
a fucked up story.
You can't.
The former manager at Harvard Medical School was a man by the name of Cedric Lodge. He spent years diverting organs and cadaver parts that had been donated to the medical school's anatomical gift program. So they guess they do research on these programs, and then he's on these parts for Harvard, right? Such a clean, squeaky clean university.
Oh, yeah.
Certainly absolutely. Didn't create Ted Kaczynski and was a massive helper to Jeffrey Epstein in any way, shape.
Well, Epstein helped them.
Oh, and if friends in need.
Isn't that amazing?
But so he ran this anatomical gift program, and these parts are supposed to be cremated, but instead he just started selling the parts. And it was not just him. It was Cedric Lodge. This is a long time.
This is so classic.
Scam. This was like 2018. Cedric Lodge. It also involved his wife. It also involved a person named Katrina McLean of Salem, Massachusetts. And we have a lot of friends in Salem. Sarah, my friend Sarah, who's an artist who talks about the oddities community. McLean owns this thing called Cat's Creepy Creations in Peabody, Massachusetts, where they were selling human bodies out of this oddities place. So basically, Cedric Lodge was not just selling it, like, because we've covered organ trafficking, like institutions that sell them to people that are trying to buy kidneys or buy things, like, kind of jump the line. If you're instead of getting a donation, they would try to buy it. Some of it's legal, some of it's just kind of hazy. This shit is straight up just for, like, oddities museums. They were selling dissected human faces. They were selling stuff that's, like, really kind of fucked up, highly invasive. Selling pounds and pounds and pounds of human skin to just be sold at an oddities store.
I don't know what you're gonna do with it.
You sell it, like, because Marcus talked about looking for human parts.
I remember.
It's extremely difficult. Like, you want to get, like, a license because you want it to be something like, you want someone to sign a piece of paper.
You want it to be a friend. Yes. You want it to be a friend. Well, that reminds me of this story as well about Dale Wheatley. This guy is a transportation coordinator for the Anatomical Gift Association in Chicago. So this guy, he was like, there are some bad practices happening around here. So instead of taking his allegations seriously, they left three severed heads by his desk. And then he was like, guys, there's three heads by my desk. And they were like, yeah, you got to put those next to the bodies. You got to go put those heads next to the bodies. So apparently, I didn't know Anatomical Gift Association in Chicago. If you do want to gift your body, you can.
That's what this is about.
That's what this is about. So that's all.
It can't be legit, but you have to figure out, because, like, it seems like there's a lot of corruption in all of these kind of weird body services, body selling, like, organ trafficking is one thing, but this is extremely fucked up. Because if you look at Katrina McLean, she looks like if Anne Rice was Porky Pig. You know what I mean? Like, she is looking rough.
Oh, another Porky reference.
I should not have, but she is one of these women that is a goth queen.
She's a queen. You can
tell, tiny hat. That's how you know she's a goth queen. But she was illegally selling human body parts to a bunch of people. Her shop had a big advertisement for having a human vertebrae and a full human spine.
Well,
you could just purchase. And I'm not going to malign all people that are, especially not my oddities people. A lot of people that are super legit that work in the oddities world and selling these taxidermy parts and selling treated human parts that are, if they're legal, and then they are said, then it is completely cool and kind of awesome.
And again, there are institutions like this Anatomical Gift Association. This is according to Wheatley, who's been at this company for about 6 years. He's 37. Again, he was the one who had a bunch of heads around his desk as revenge. He says sometimes the bodies arrive at the facilities, quote, twisted or emaciated, We accept every donor, and we make a commitment to the donor that their bodies will be studied.
Dude, this is...
So I guess you can do that.
I guess a part of what makes this story interesting to me is about how it was a network. That it wasn't just the... It wasn't just Patrick Lodge. It was his wife. It was this McLean woman. It was Jeremy Pauly, who was another person that was attached to this. There was also a customer of McLean that was selling these things out. She's selling just meat, selling skin. Jeremy Pauly...
It's got to be really treated. Scary. It can't just be skin. It's got to be. I mean, it is skin, but it's got to be treated with something.
That's what a guy by the name of Joshua Taylor was hired by Katrina McLean to tan the human skin. Because we now, again, Marcus has looked deep into this. It's real shady. You can't. You're not supposed to do it. Like taxidermists is actually fully illegal. For a lot of these taxidermists too.
It is fully illegal.
I believe even if you say. I want you to do it.
You can't do it. But then you do have institutions like this. I think it has to be more medical. So I think you technically have to be in the macabre arts of being a doctor. And then you can get a bunch of skin. And then you can hang that on the wall or you can draw on that. Or
I don't know what you
do with it. Put it down as a rug. Or
I don't know.
Maybe remember chamois? Used to really dry you off good.
Oh, yeah. ShamWow.
ShamWow. There's also ShamWow.
Because I bet you, yeah. It's just fun to blow off steam.
I just feel like if we found that like human skin makes the best mops, like maybe then.
No, don't worry.
I don't need it.
No.
I don't know.
But. Well, they use it in tattoo. The tattoo shops and stuff, they use pigs.
They use piggy skin.
And
then now they have a fake skin that they can use, but they do say the piggy skin's still best.
Yeah, just, it'd be kind of fun to have a tablecloth of it. But again, I'm not in the market for it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, is it almost time for Hero of the Week?
I believe it is.
Oh my goodness gracious, this went by really fast.
Yeah.
Oh, also,
time goes quickly when you're having fun with your best friend, doesn't it?
Oh my God. I have to get healthier.
Why?
Also, 7 people were poisoned with meth at a Florida hibachi restaurant.
Florida needs some work. The entire state needs a redo.
I love that.
For those of you who see the proper product of Florida, though, come out to see July 5th. Ed Larson and I are doing class tonight at the Back Theater. Come check us out.
Yeah, so be careful if you're eating hibachi in Florida. You might also get yourself a little bit of crystal methamphetamine.
I have been craving hibachi.
I thought you were going to say crystal meth.
Have you ever been? When's the last time you went to a hibachi?
Oh, man. I remember one of those great dumpy Midwest moments when we got a hibachi grill.
And it wasn't fancy. We went for homecoming. I remember we went for homecoming. It was very fancy.
When they did that onion shit. My grandmother had an orgasm. I mean, it was just like, oh God. And it was
that's showmanship.
It was incredible.
It was.
Yes, I will go whenever.
I got to go back, man.
Whenever you want a partner in hibachi crime, I will go there. Okay. Let's do, there's a couple of true heroes. So we don't want to do those. This guy, a man became friends with a fish. And the pair meet every summer at a Wisconsin lake. This guy's name is Rex Calubra.
So is the hero the fish or is it friendship?
So the encounter
is
with
it the man?
Well, we're going
to dare to make friends with the fish.
Rex
because
Calubra.
Fish are notoriously not friendly.
He made friends with a smallmouth bass. Yeah, we're not saying not after he gets through with it. And it turns out this bass is a 40-year-old
bass. Maybe that's why, because it makes him look big.
That is possible. Perhaps he's from Cambodia. So
that's
the name
horrible.
Of the name is that's,
if you're Cambodian,
that's the study. That's
if
the
you're
study.
Comparing, if honestly, side stories lpotl@gmail.com. If you're Cambodian, send pictures of how big your penis could be to Ben Kissel.
I already know the
just send it
to
the
average.
To be at Ben Kissel. This is my Cambodian penis. If you could do that, and then I will forward them all straight to him.
Also, if you're a lady, go to Cameroon. Oh my God. Anyway, so this is a 40-year-old fish, and he named it Elvis. So, according to the diver, the pair now see each other every year when Rex travels back to Wisconsin.
Again, who's the hero?
Elvis lives. I'm going to go with L. I'll go with the fish.
The fish is the hero.
The 40-year-old print shop worker, which I didn't even know. Congratulations for holding on to that job. He says Elvis is a real specific kind of fish. He says, when it comes to how do you get attention of Elvis, right? You know, bologna sandwiches, right? He says, I will do a gulping grunt sound with my throat and he'll come find me. So the guy goes underwater, goes, and then the fish comes to find him. I have no idea how he knows it's the same fish, but and then he says, Elvis will literally just fight other fish if they get close to me to keep them away. So Elvis is really down there protecting him.
I'm really surprised your hero of the week wasn't Hunter Biden for finally facing the music. Going down there going in and just saying, yeah, I did it. I have a huge fucking cock. I must be from Cameroon. Have you seen him, man? Woo, man.
He's got a wad on
him. He's sitting on a log raft, man. What is he going on? What's going down there, man?
Well, something about that Senator Son's lifestyle.
Riding with Biden.
A lot of time to wank on that chain.
Woo!
So he says, I returned and I fed some crawfish. Now he's completely obsessed with me. He follows me around and just stares me in the eyes.
That's really cute.
So isn't that fun? So Elvis, the smallmouth bass, who's 40 years old, according to this man, again, I don't know how he can tell. Fish don't talk.
They probably talk a lot about, like, you know, their how their favorite music's AC/DC, about how they still listen to Stern, about how, like, you know what it's like to get up in the night to be 5 or 6 times. That's how you know you're 40.
Yeah, I know. So anyway, that's Hero of the Week is Elvis, the 40-year-old smallmouth bass out of the Wisconsin lake.
It's a nebulous hero, and I'm not sure exactly who the hero is, but honestly, welcome to 2023.
There you go.
Here we go. Let's look at this. Somebody's listening to email. Yeah, who's up?
We already covered all the aroused women with Arnold Schwarzenegger, so that's good.
That's true. I do feel like, man, because, you know, I got a lot of steamy pictures of him because people were talking about, like, they loved him from Predator. That was the main thing.
Yes, he is.
Predator was the one that he was the most, people were more sexually attracted him from Predator.
What about Kindergarten Cop, well, where he shows a loving side?
There was one woman who said she's been sexually, absolutely fascinated with Arnold Schwarzenegger since she saw him when she was a child in Jingle All the Way.
Okay, there you go.
I actually wanted, think that you're only attracted to him thanks to the wingman skills of Sinbad and just how funny Sinbad was, and you attach that feeling to Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Okay.
And they're also
totally different. But
you also, some people don't like Arnold Schwarzenegger because he went through the whole thing grabbing all. You remember he did the lifting weights movie? It was Pumping Iron? When he was grabbing all the butts and stuff.
70s.
But honestly, yeah, they seem to like it in the video.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Let's look at this. Email I got to Megan. Grimmy exciting.
Okay.
Is it grimmy exciting? Actually, I did see there was some chupacabra news this week, but it was really just a dog.
It mostly is. That's the saddest thing about the chupacabra.
Okay. Growing up in a rather woodsy part of Massachusetts, I used to go to my friend's house quite a lot. We did the usual stuff as we all do as a kid, watch movies, order pizzas, gossip, blow off steam. I'm going to use that as code from now on. That's called that.
That's ruined now.
Yeah. One night we were sitting around in her dining room talking, drinking, whatever, until something caught my eye. Her dining table is right next to a sliding door, which led to a balcony. It was pitch black outside. But she kept lights on the stairs that led up to the balcony, which gave us some light to look outside in case there was a fox or raccoon digging on the trash. However, it wasn't strong enough for me to see whatever this thing was clearly. At first, I saw the eyes. I remember they were yellowish-green color. They were staring at me. And then I made out a form. It was skinny, with a round head, long arms, nothing else. Marcus.
I know, I was going to say Marcus, too.
Yeah, because he's got the Alfred Wasting Newman
disease.
Head. It was watching me, and it wouldn't leave. And when I turned to talk to my friend, it wouldn't leave. After a while, just staring, I asked my friend if she could see what I was seeing. She turned to look at whatever it was, and the thing actually stood up.
Yeah.
Got up, raised above the ground, climbed up a tree, whatever. But the eyes traveled up a few feet, and then that thing freaked up my friend long enough to make her scream and go get her dad. But the moment she ran off, I watched it turn and leave.
Well, is it like a raccoon?
I saw something else move with it. I'm looking back, I think it might have been some branches.
Yeah, it could have been maybe a little baby bear.
By the time she got her dad, one was already gone. We tried to tell him what we saw. He wouldn't believe us considering we were just fifth graders. Hopped up on Kool-Aid. It was past midnight.
I mean, I don't. After what did
that,
you see?
Every time I came over, we never sat by the sliding doors at night ever again.
That's the least compelling email I've ever heard. They saw
maybe
a small bear.
I'm sorry, everyone.
Or they didn't even.
I don't even mean to insult the email writers.
No, it's a fine. You know it's fine.
The
it's
worst
just
thing I ever saw was my dad naked in the middle of the night.
Well, that's a whole nother thing.
Man.
I wonder how Polish. I bet you the Polish are a good average.
I feel like now that I think.
4.8s.
I feel like now that I think about what I saw when I saw my father naked is what Wendy sees a lot.
Yeah. I'll never forget.
Me just like, you know, when you're like naked, but you're looking for your keys.
all the time.
You know, you're like, your hands are
I need to drive to Ralph's.
Whitney sees a lot of that action.
Well, my dad's German, so he's uncircumcised, so it always gave me a little higher expectation.
Mm.
And indeed, I am circumcised.
Let's see, like, whatever. She said it was huge.
I mean,
she said it was big.
It's a bear. It sounds like a total. There was nothing that didn't describe an animal.
All of these emails are about Arnold Schwarzenegger and various different.
We got one more
theories. Let's about it.
Do one more hot. I want a steamy. I want. I will pull up the sexy one.
Let me
because
pull up the sexy one.
That is what we're here for. That's the facts.
Let me go.
That is why, you know, and just genetically, that kitty head with the maid. He's also super handsome. He's just jacked, just like Arnie.
Kitty head with the maid? What?
You didn't know about that? The affair with the maid?
Oh, yeah, of course. That's all we ever talk about.
Yeah, but the kid. You don't know he's a kid with her.
Oh, yeah, he looks just like him.
He looks just like him. That's the strong DNA of Arnie.
There we go.
That's what ladies are attracted to.
I've actually got some also very interesting responses to the concept that we, when we talk about nudists on side stories, do you remember people saying, like, most people do believe that you should tell people whether or not there are going to be naked people in your restaurant.
Yeah, I suppose so.
I guess so. How did this get unstarred?
Well, why? But yeah.
I had these starred, but they're all sexy.
Also, do we have to live in such a prudish society? Just assume everyone's going to be naked until you walk in and they're clothed. It also greatly depends on the restaurant. If it's hibachi, be careful, you're going to burn.
I'm a hot woman. Schwarzenegger is hot. We gagged at Ben calling him a sex icon. This is a classic male gaze versus female gaze scenario. Arnold is what straight men think women are attracted to.
I don't need your sociology report on it, okay?
Here we go. Is Arnold Hart's...
Good Lord.
So I'm a fairly in-shape woman. I quit smoking and started running a few years ago. I lift, do yoga,
hike. It's only attractive.
I actually dated a few muscle-type dudes like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
No,
most
they
of
weren't.
Them, if not all, do steroids. It's not a stereotype. The steroid users are a little bit more explosive, and there's some shrinkage.
Yeah, well,
knowing what
they
I
didn't
know
look like
about
Arnold
super buff dudes that have been in the actual bodybuilder community, no, it's not hot.
Thank you, Casey Anthony.
I'm trying to find this. All right, men with physiques are here.
I just want, I mean, there has to be... They're all lying.
Where is this? Where is
also,
this
she just has issues with her ex-boyfriends. Obviously, she was attracted to Arnold Schwarzenegger's body type. She had multiple boyfriends that did not look like him, by the way.
Where is
you did
this?
Not do it. That's fine. Not, that's like not even.
The only people who find Arnold sexy are straight men.
Oh, my God.
He's very short. People saying he was like
he's
five
not short. He's six,
six
foot. He's six. He's 6 feet tall.
He's a big guy. Yeah, he is big. He's a big guy.
Yeah, he's a big guy.
Imagine
he's
getting
absolute
kissed.
Icon.
It's not sexy.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Sex.
I don't need the Where's girls the... that are trying to validate their ugly boyfriend's existence.
Oh, yeah, I'm not going
to
name it. Arnold Schwarzenegger can get it. I got one of
those.
Yeah,
of course he can.
But where is the...
You know what? We're just going to wrap.
Ben is absolutely correct. 80s and 90s Arnold was absolutely one of the hottest people
Thank
to
you.
Have ever lived. Predator era Arnold could
Conan.
Bust a load in my guts any day of the week.
There you go. Conan the Barbarian. Absolutely.
Arnold
Everyone
Schwarzenegger is hot. I'm sorry. Here we go. I'm a 30-year-old bisexual woman. I've had an unreasonable attraction to Arnold Schwarzenegger since the tender age of 14 when I saw Jingle All the Way. I find that that's grooming. That's digital grooming
no,
from far
Arnold
away.
Did not do it that way. That he did not know that she was going to be so
I can't stay quiet
around.
About this one. When I was 7 years old, I was obsessed with the movie Commando. I had an Arnold Schwarzenegger fan club of which I was the president and sole member.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about. So finally we get to the truth.
Massive turn.
Everyone's just like, no, I like my dumpy boyfriend. He doesn't cheat on me because no one wants him.
I just commented to my sister how hot I think Arnold Schwarzenegger is.
Yeah, of course he is. Okay, we got to wrap it up here.
I have never in my life been attracted to Arnold Schwarzenegger until I saw True Lies. Maybe it was the edible, but a man who could misappropriate government assets like a helicopter in order to find out if his wife is cheating is a man I would take home any day of the week. And, so, on, and
I
it
think
shows
I
the what you guys you discover just asking people questions. You never know what comes
up. You never
up.
Know.
You never know because you got to live every day thinking like maybe I'm hot to one specific group. No matter what anybody says.
Yeah, that's us.
That's us.
Arnold is, the pie is larger.
But you can laugh knowing that when you find that person, right? It's like, I was talking about this with a friend about how like, you know, not everybody's in the market for a Scientology e-meter. But when you're selling one, this is what I was trying to negotiate with this guy. I was bidding on one. Because when it comes down to it, like, listen, like the buyer for this has arrived. It's the price is not going to get any higher, dude. All right. Because the buyer for this is here.
That's you.
Negotiate with me. You right. can't tell me you're not going to sell it for a certain amount because I'm the guy. No one else is buying this. It has not been purchased. It's been sitting on eBay for 2 years. So right. the man who is the customer for this has come.
I'm here.
All
yeah.
right. Right. Because then you're going to love. It's because that's how when I found Natalie, because I knew the customer had arrived. All right. Time to close up shop because the one product that needs to be sold out of the Henry Zebrowski yep. shop is about to be sold to the one person there who's decided they have they're ready to get
you're,
into it.
You're the Mogwai.
I am yes. the special gift.
Yes.
And I'm non-returnable. Final product. Final sale. That's it. There ain't no receipt for me unless you count all the years of unhappiness.
And a marriage certificate is technically a receipt.
It is.
It's what all it is, really.
Or the little sheet of paper I had to go get for the engagement ring so I could give it to Natalie to prove to her that it was not a blood diamond because I knew that she needed that. You have to go get a sheet of paper
that says that this is not slave-based?
Yes.
Man, I was actually... Have you seen a lithium mine?
No, a lithium mine, no, rather. Yeah, no, it's not good.
It's not good. No, oh, no, there's a lot of slave labor.
We needed to cover a little bit. There's not a heck of a lot of information on it because we were covering for the Manhattan Project. We're trying yeah. to get into the uranium mines, which is also, let's just say, it ain't Google.
No.
You know what I mean? There's not a lot of foosball tables. You're not getting a lot of seltzer for free in the spec room.
No, but that is actually, I love that Natalie was aware of that because the blood diamond trade, it's worse than the human flesh trade, I would
also
argue.
Feel like it would taint our blood, our love. If you're like, because, you know, because they're taking a dumb in the source of a tangerine from the shore, those of the shore, they found a shore plane with a dormant source of tangerine. That's how I found out. Some people just want to watch the world burn.
Okay. And of course, if you do have a blood diamond, congratulations. Okay, everyone. Thank you all so much for listening. No. Hail yourselves.
No.
They found love.
Oh, that's what he meant.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's cursed.
There's not blood on the diamond. It was just made with the blood of a child.
I mean, with the blood of a child.
Yeah, because that's how they work.
Alongside with.
Yes.
Hail Satan.
Hail yourselves, everyone.
Hail
bye.
Me. Check out Class 8 on July 5th.
Magoozalicious. Bye.
Bye.
This show is made possible by listeners like you. Thanks to our ad sponsors, you can support our shows by supporting them. For more shows like the one you just listened to, go to lastpodcastnetwork.com.
When it comes to scents, you should pick ones that smell like, well, you. Target gets it, which is why they offer a range of personal care products with fragrances for everyone. Be true to floral you with Dove Peony and Rose Body Wash. Live your fresh life with Degree Ultra Clear Deodorant. Express your decadent side with Love Beauty and Planet Coconut Shampoo. This spring, choose care that brings you joy beyond labels. Pick up new favorites at a Target near you or online at Target.com.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding right your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.